Every year, about 3 days before New Year's Eve, I wake up to the bright light of my mother opening the window shade and saying, "Wakey, wakey, rise and shine." It sounds corny, but it's mostly a joke. I look at the clock beside my bed and think, 7 o'clock? What is she thinking? We leave at noon. That's like 5 hours. It's not going to take that long to pack for only 3 days. I'll go back to sleep. 2 hours later, I slowly make my way out of bed and begin to gather the majority of my Christmas presents. My parents won't approve, but who knows, maybe this awesome light-up keychain that I got in my stocking will come in handy. Thinking I have everything packed, I go downstairs to find my family rushing around the house. Already? Wow. I manage to catch my dad and say to him, "I'm packed."
"I can bet you money that you aren't," my dad says, out of breath. "You'll be needing rain gear, boots, your warmest fleece, stuff like that. Fort Worden is a pretty rainy, cold kind of place." I gloomily clamber back upstairs to continue packing. When I'm done packing, I go back downstairs thinking, finally, I can relax. But that is not the case. We have to pack games, food, put everything into the car, and then decide on which ferry we are going to take. Although it's a short list, each task takes a long time. Once we have everything in the car, we have about 1 cubic foot of space for each of us to sit in. I'm sure that other people think that we are moving away or packing for a 3-month vacation, but nope, we're packing for a 3-day vacation. We drive downtown to the ferry dock, wait 15 minutes, and then drive on to the ferry, where we can walk around for a while. We get off after around 30 minutes and drive for an hour or two to Fort Worden, where the Pepins, Walker Baldners, Jay, Colleen, Micah, Evan, Bob, and Susie are all waiting for us at the old general's houses. We're always the late ones. I jump out of the car, happy to be out in the open. I run into the house and search for the room that my best friend Josie has staked out for us. Once we've all settled in, we can run around and do whatever we please, including going down to the bunkers on the beach or the ones up on the hill, taking a midnight walk, or strolling through the woods down to the cemetery. This is a tradition that my family and friends have been doing ever since I can remember, and it is one of my favorites.